We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the program. Look, you know, I'm not trying to be a professional obstructionist. I don't really care about shock value. I brought this issue up at the end of the last segment. On the text board alone, there are four examples of parents who have, one's a 23-year-old, a daughter, one is a daughter, maybe, what did she say, 19? One young lady, the doctors thought she would need a transfusion because of menstrual issues after a Pfizer shot, after a Moderna shot. This is the text board in Buffalo. The text board in Buffalo. We've got three examples of people, and all the doctors said it's a coincidence. Nothing connected whatsoever. Okay, fine. Give me a study that it's a coincidence. Now, this is a report out of the United Kingdom, 4,000 women having abdominal pain, irregular menstruations, and excessive bleeding during their menstruation cycle. I want you to go on Twitter. Go on Twitter and just put in the search, COVID menstruation. Let's look at American stories here. I have been scrolling during the break. I am at people telling stories about how horrible they're. Now, is this science? No. Is it coincidental? Perhaps. You suspended the Johnson & Johnson over 600 people with platelet disorders. You're telling me that 4,000 women in the UK, people, this is not worthy of some reputable university doing a study on, does this affect reproduction? Does this affect menstruation? Why are these questions automatically shut down? Why is this debate something that is irresponsible to have? Why? How is this a coincidence? One person wrote on Twitter, let me see here. Working at home, the pain was so bad. I didn't know what the issues were. It's a mix of I thought it was my Crohn's. I went to the doctor. They said, you're paranoid. This is full coincidence that this happened after your vaccination shot. There is a lot of people are concerned, and they go to WebMD, and they think this is a problem that's connected to it. I mean, you can't say, make, a doctor cannot tell you it's a coincidence unless, and there being no, how many studies are out there? Every time someone's saying this is an issue, they come back and they tell you, no, it's not an issue, it's not a problem, it's 100% safe long term. And there's enough people out there that say, I don't feel confidence in this. Give me the confidence. We've had 7 months. You've got all these stories. You're blocking stories of people on Twitter telling you how they're feeling after the vaccination, and you're blocking them. How do we know they're telling lies? Are these bots? If they're bots, then Twitter should take them off permanently, right? Why is it that that is restricted speech? And nobody at the CDC, nobody in any at the federal level wants to look into one particular issue with young women and menstruation. Another group on Twitter, if you want to look at premature births. It's just a coincidence. One person writes that in my life, five pregnant friends, something's going on there. Look into that too. Let's do a CDC study on what's happening in your neighborhood that you have five pregnant friends. But five friends recently pregnant, all premature babies. Well, it's a coincidence. This is all, you can extrapolate anything. Millions and millions of this vaccination have been administered. This is not a large number in comparison. How do you know? And by the way, it's a big deal to these 4,000 women in UK. It's a really big deal to these people that are questioning why they're having a premature baby. I mean, if you're going to make the statement of it's a coincidence, nothing to see here, why are you blocking people that are sharing what's going on in their life on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook? Why is that a threat? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Aaron in Toronto, what do you think?
Hey, David, how are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I just wanted to bring up, this kind of adds on to what you're talking about, and it's a question that I don't think many are asking, and that is efficacy of the vaccine around T cells. I know in the past, when it comes to measuring our antibodies, we do a T cell check, and depending on a certain, you know, parameter of cells, we know we have healthy immunity. So rather than asking people if they've been vaccinated or not, why aren't we asking people what their T cell is or what a healthy T cell would be for COVID-19?
Well, wouldn't you think, though, if a person got on Twitter, and in this circumstance, I'm not going to read you the details because it's not really, you know, fun for people, you know, driving home. But a woman was like, hey, a colleague told me she heard from others that their periods were heavy post-vaccination. I'm curious whether other menstruators have noticed changes too. I'm a week and a half out from my first dose of Moderna. I got my period a day or so early. And she goes on to describe how intense this menstruation is for her. Now, what I want to know is, why is that blocked as a warning on Twitter? This is a person that is allegedly, I mean, do I have to go back and read all of her tweets to find out if she's a bot or not? If she's writing a story about her own life, sharing what's happening in her life, how is that now going up against Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube as saying it's fake? I mean, this is, if you're trying to paint the picture that there's no conspiracy, all these crazy people just are anti-vax, they're against all these things, why are you treating dissenting, or actually it's not even a dissenting opinion, this is a person who got vaccinated. You know, it's one thing when anti-vax people, Aaron, are telling you not to get vaccinated and giving you examples. These are examples of people who got vaccinated. They're believers. They listened. They followed. They obeyed. They got the vaccination like they were told. And now they're having issues. And Twitter is saying, you can't trust this person. It's unsubstantiated. How much of Twitter is substantiated? You had a guy in Pakistan that heard a helicopter. Was that substantiated? Turned out Bin Laden took two to the face. It turned out that he had something there, right? Twitter is based on unsubstantiated opinions, unsubstantiated reports. That's what Twitter exists to do. Why are we blocking this? Why are we allowed to talk about it?
Well, if I could say, it's this specific one, David, because if you think about flat Earth, that's perpetuated all over. Dinosaur deniers all over.
Excellent point, Aaron.
They don't just shut down things that aren't true. They're shutting down very specific things that go against what they're trying to propagate. And when you think about people who've gone out and gotten the vaccine and then complained about ailments, they're actually somewhat ostracized from a community they were once a part of, which was pro-vaccine. Let's go help. And it's like, even their peers are now saying, well, you know what, something happened, but you'll get better, but just shut up because you're going to scare other people. You shouldn't even be talking about your woes because they're so minuscule amongst the, you know, the big picture we're looking at here that you're causing a problem now.
You know, one of the things that's interesting about some other stories that are being filtered and censored is this, and this is from a medical journal. These are medical professionals on social media having discussions back and forth. And then laymen and civilians started to take that information and, you know, freely admit they're using it for their own agenda. Anti-vaxxers are doing it. Pro-vaxxers are doing it. But in this one particular dialogue that has gotten hundreds of thousands of shares on social media, talks about the protein, the spiked protein, and whether or not that's toxic. Okay, regardless of whether you get it in its natural form on the street, you get COVID, or you get the vaccination, is the protein, is the spike protein toxic? This doctor is talking about how, what he's never seen before in a vaccination is how the spike protein is cleaved, meaning that the spike protein administered in your arm is showing up on internal organs, right? This is a doctor making this statement. Substantiated research, I don't know. I'm just telling you, this is what's being shared millions, hundreds of thousands of times. And it is now being blocked on Twitter and Facebook. And the argument that this medical researcher is making is that perhaps the spiked protein itself is toxic to the human body. And that, but my point is that you can't even have a substantial debate. Science is all about a hypothesis and then proving whether or not that hypothesis is true. And so if someone makes a statement of maybe fluoride in water is bad, you don't just block it and say, well, don't let other scientists and researchers chime in on what they found. You're basically saying no one have this discussion anymore. Well, that makes conspiracy people want to spread it. It makes people that are anti-fluoride, pro-fluoride. My point is, this is not the way that you deal with transparency, and it's actually anti-science. Everyone talks about attacking Fauci's attacking science. What's attacking science is when scientists are making hypothesis of, I think this is happening based on my research, and you shut them down. That's actually anti-science.
I agree with you, and it's hard to substantiate or come up with a consensus when you shut down and divide everybody when they come out with something that may, you know, have a peer on the other side of the world agreeing with them, but they can't even hear each other because they're being silenced by these platforms, as they call themselves.
And so what is, you know, in Canada, what's the take on, you know, where do people go if you're on Twitter and you're reading something? Is it the same? Does the government have a little bit more control, or is this all being done by the same people that are doing it to us? Do you guys have different regulations with truth filters and everything else in Canada?
David, I don't know if you're familiar with Bill C-10 that actually just passed through our legislation yesterday. It's about to go to our Senate. And if it gets passed through the Senate, it will completely restructure because Facebook and YouTube will have to adhere to CRTC guidelines. Up until now, we are just like you, unless we're using a VPN. We are held to the same standards as everyone else, and even some of our freedom of speech it slips through the radar because we're on, you know, a global system. But as soon as this bill goes through, you're going to see, for instance, we've got a company up here called Rebel News, which is like an InfoWars of Canada, and they'll go out of business if this bill goes through because all freedom of speech will have to, you know, it coincide with CRTC guidelines, which has a bunch of, for instance, Canadian content. You must have 80% Canadian content and all your stuff. You'd have to adhere to a bunch of other Canadian regulations, which would totally destroy our ability to speak, not just to each other, but to the world and to the world to us. So think about a little bit of China is about to happen here in Canada. Bill C-10.
So a VPN, what Aaron's talking about, is basically just a secure connection directly into the internet where everything is essentially encrypted. The IP address is not something that is accessible from other people while you're on the internet, which means that what you're looking at, what your location is, no one can access that data. So that's what he's talking about, VPN. That's fascinating to me, Aaron. Thank you. I always appreciate when you call in. Thanks so much for that education. Aaron in Toronto, great call. Dan in Springville, what's on your mind?
Hi, David. First of all, thanks for taking my call. Thanks for your service. It's an honor to speak to you.
Oh, thanks, Dan. It's very kind.
I just during your show right now is the first I've heard of this connection to between menstruation and the vaccine. So here's our story. My wife got her vaccination, the second dose, about 2 weeks ago. Now, she has PCOS, that's polycystic ovarian syndrome. A lot of callers listeners will know about that. And with that condition, she generally does not have a menstrual cycle. She has to use the birth control pill to make her body have a cycle. So So it is not normal for her to have a cycle at all. She's never had one that was a week long. So shortly after her vaccination, the second dose, she had a two-week-long, heaviest, most uncomfortable, most out-of-control menstrual cycle period that she's ever had. Made her think she considered, do I need to go to the hospital? Do I need to see my doctor? Can I wait? You know, that just that stark of a contrast like never before.
I mean, Dan, listen, first of all, I appreciate you sharing this. It's obviously not easy for anyone to share information like this. And there's nothing about this that my point is that we are recommending this for children. We're recommending this for everybody. And now we're told that your wife is a coincidence. The 4,000 people in UK, we only know about this because they went to the doctor. And they have a different medical system in the UK. We aren't getting any of this information in the United States. On Twitter alone, there are thousands of people that are talking about their menstruation cycle after Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca. They're putting that information out in the public, and Twitter, YouTube, and Google are saying that they are spreading fake news. This is their story of what they're going through, and we cannot discuss it. No study, as of now, that I can find in the open sources are looking at anyone that's looking into this, and everyone that is being interviewed on the record at CDC and the FDA are claiming it's coincidental. The same thing the British government is saying, it's coincidental. Wouldn't you think that there would at least be someone that was going to put together a $200,000 survey, a little study at a reputable peer-reviewed school that said, hey, it is coincidental, or this is why this is happening. It's no threat to reproduction. It's no threat to anything. Let's move on. No, they're shutting down people from expressing what their biological symptoms are. And at the same time, we've got governors saying everyone is going to go to school in the fall. And all prepubescent and pubescent females get that vaccine or you can't get a public education. And we've got adult women that are having, a menstruation cycle that they've never had before for a long period of time. Some of these people are talking about the pain, the discomfort, and the inability to stop, the period.
Yeah. And all of that was there. And like I said, we never would have thought of it as, we were looking for an answer, and never would have thought of, oh, maybe this is somehow related until hearing this now. And yeah, it's a ridiculous, we haven't been shut down because, she hasn't Twittered or told anybody about it.
Well, it's a very personal thing. I could totally understand that. I mean, you don't certainly want to
think of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a post Father's Day report on Facebook, but you know what I mean? Dan, I appreciate you doing that. Thank you for calling in. So that's one caller, five people on the text board, and hundreds of people that are currently being shut down and blocked on Twitter. And we shut down Johnson & Johnson for 600 people that had blood platelet issues. Shut down the vaccination for 10 days. And now we've got four published study reports on what Johnson & Johnson does to people with platelet abnormalities. Four in that period of time. We can't get anything on menstruation. This is not the way you would expect it to go. Before we start talking about vaccinating children in schools, I think we need to get an answer from some medical entity as to what this is. Coincidental? All right, I'll deal with it. Have someone research it. Do a study before you start making ridiculous statements like it's a coincidence. We will be back shortly. Back to the program. Normally when you hear, people talking about the vaccination, questioning the vaccination, they're people that have received the vaccination. They're anti-vax people, not generally anti-vax. Maybe they're against all vaccinations. Maybe they're just against the COVID vaccination. But the point is, it's interesting that there are points of view out there that get a lot of, let's be honest, there are people in the media that have an ulterior motive to put out narratives that they know are crazy. right? There are people that have legitimate, nuanced approaches to why they question the vaccination. They're articulate, they're intelligent, they're asking questions. And there are people that believe that you grow a horn out of your head and you'll grow a leg. And you'll... those are the ones that get all the media attention. That's the one the New York Times is going to put on the front, which they did 2 days ago, where they profiled, the Washington Post and the New York Times profiled the craziest vaccination conspiracies. And they gave credence to them, insinuating that if you have a question about the vaccination, you're one of these people. You believe that you're going to, you know, grow a head, or you're going to become, you know, Catholic, or you're going to, you know, whatever it is. It's crazy. It's tinfoil hat. And that's what they push. They don't go into people that are legitimately asking questions from science. Here's what's so disturbing about this story about women experiencing irregular and heavy menstruations that came out of the UK. And now a lot of American women, people in this audience, by the way, bringing this up after my vaccination, this has never happened before. After the vaccination, this has never happened before. That's all you need. Okay, so let's now solve what the issue is. What is the hypothesis? Maybe the vaccination is causing an issue with my menstruation cycle. Okay, let's research whether or not that's true. Does that hypothesis hold up as being fact? The nature of science. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're actually going to filter people making that complaint. What's weird about this circumstance is that all of these people telling these stories are people who actually complied and got the vaccination. It's not the, I mean, don't get me wrong, the anti-vax people are sharing this information. But the people making the complaints are actually people who took the vaccination. So the responsible, ethical, transparent thing to do is for scientists and doctors to not make 35,000 existential responses to these questions, but to say, there's a study coming out, we're going to get to the bottom of it. Right now, we've seen no evidence that, you know, this is connected, but we have no reason to dispute it. We are going to tell you that we're looking into it and we'll have results to you as soon as possible. Not this is coincidence. With no basis, no science, no research, it's coincidence. Why is it coincidence? This is how we heard that the Wuhan leak or the Wuhan origins of the COVID came from a bat. Everyone said that. You had no evidence. You had no information. You pushed it. On every one of these stories that the truth has come out and you've gone 180 degrees from what you said previously. Masks, vaccinated people, outside social distancing, outside mask wearing. You followed the herd in emergency rooms. Kids working in, doctors working in pediatrics, oral surgeons were on platforms talking about how you should behave as a vaccinated person in COVID, how you should behave outside with a mask. None of it was based in research. They have a degree and they went out there and they peddled the same BS everyone said, only to be corrected in real time. Where are those folks now, by the way? Where are they now? Are they on CNN, MSNBC talking about this now? No, they're not. But now the story is it's a coincidence, nothing to see here. And it's so obviously a coincidence that we're not going to research it or study it. What we're going to do is block people from telling stories about their own personal experience with their own menstruation. You're not linking a story that's untrue. You're sharing your story as a vaccinated person, and that is being questioned. It's ridiculous. This has gone to a completely new level. If I can get seven people on the text board explaining what they went through, that's coincidental? 4,000, how many people in America, if you did a proper survey, would we find more than 4,000? Less than 4,000? Let's say it's only 4,000, only in England. It's a problem with fish, chips, and menstruation and a COVID vaccination. It comes to watching Premier League soccer and getting vaccinated. That's what causes the problem. Give me an answer that's backed by science. Don't give me this unilateral, I don't, nothing to see here, and then block it on Twitter. Block it on Facebook. It's crazy. Beth in Westfield, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I don't want the vaccine. I don't need the vaccine. I've gone through the pandemic. I'm healthy. I'm 61 years old. I served 4 years in the Air Force. When I was in basic training, I went through the cattle call herd. I got two shots in one arm, another shot in the other arm. I took the shots I needed to take. I am not interested. I'm healthy. Why should a healthy person be forced to take a vaccine that they don't need and don't want? It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
How can you...
That's what it always... The root of all evil, money.
But I mean, again, though, why is that controversial? Like, what about what you just said would be the basis of me shutting you down? You just made a statement, and all of a sudden, I'm going to dump the phone call, hit the dump button, go back 30 seconds. Nobody heard that Beth in Westfield called into the program. She wasn't in the Air Force. I'm shutting you down and erasing you. Why would I need to do that? Because all it does is...
agree with what the narrative is. You have to be shut down because you come in with facts and figures. And
but see, all I'm doing, but Beth, to people out there, you obviously, we're on the same page. But to people out there questioning this and saying, well, I don't get it. What all I do is back up what Beth is saying. If I make the statement that what you said is controversial and I disagree with it, that's one thing. If I engage you in a debate, that's another thing. But the moment I say you can't hear what Beth has to say, everyone's antenna should go up. Everyone's antenna should go up as to say, why? Why can't I hear what Beth in Westfield has to say?
This is the society we live in now. Sadly, but it's true. If you don't drink the Kool-Aid, if you don't toe the party line, you are canceled and you are shut down. It just, common sense is gone. I don't know where it all went. We're starting to see people push back and fight back. But it just seems like everybody just wants to lay down and take whatever they want to shove. And I'm tired of it. I'm just not. And this whole passport thing, fine. You don't want me to come in your business, I won't come in your business. My money spends just as well somewhere else. I cannot. The United States of America is no longer the United States of America. And the leadership in charge has divided us, and they're trying to conquer us. And it's really, really sad.
Well, Beth, thank you for your service. Great call. Great call. When you shut that down, to me, it tells you everything you need to know. I mean, Tony, we can argue about football. We can argue about politics. We can argue about anything. But the moment I shut you down is the moment you either resonated something, right? You scored a point that hurt. You told me a truth I didn't want to know about myself. Or I can't come up with what you just said. And because I can't counter that, I have to eliminate it. And it used to be, and by the way, do you remember the old days when I looked at a packet of cigarettes and I'm told I can't smoke that if I have a baby in my belly or preformed blob of tissue, whatever you want to say with your, I can't smoke and blow it in a 12-foot diameter of you if you're pregnant.
You offended me.
Oh, it offended you, but it's secondhand you're smoke right. And it's, I can't vape, I can't do any of these things in front of a pregnant woman. What do we do about medication? Ask your doctor. Ask your doctor. Ask your doctor. We're going to doctors and asking them questions, and doctors are telling us what they're being, what these, you know, studies have been done on these things. How are doctors giving opinions on things that studies have not been done on? I mean, again, I heard this on the Rachel Maddow show. Sean Hannity said this. Tucker Carlson. Listen, they're great programs. I don't want my medical practitioner quoting me what Tucker Carlson said. I want to know that there's a report and a thing that you could look at and say, Tony, this is the best medicine. Here are the side effects. These are what the peer-reviewed studies said. You make your decision. Here's my advice.
That's the key, peer review.
I don't want to hear about this is, I believe it's coincidence. I believe it's, I don't know. You know, I mean, again, the idea here is that information is accessible for people, not talking points from the federal government or a talk show or an interview you heard on today. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm lost. Lou in Hamburg, go ahead.
Hey, David.
Go ahead, sir.
What if you just don't want to take the vaccination?
I mean, that's your choice. My point is that I'm not getting into whether you should take it or not take it. I don't. That's not of any fascination to me. What's a fascination to me is. But hold on, Lou.
You shouldn't take it if you want.
Right. No, I understand that. But the topic of what I'm talking about now, what I'm asking callers to call in about, isn't about why you're taking it, why you're not taking it, what's wrong with not taking it, what's wrong with taking it. I don't care about any of that. That's like level 101 talk show. What do you think? Hammer spam. Call in. Tell me your opinion. I'm asking the question of why a study is out, why there is no study out about symptoms that are coming from COVID people that have taken the vaccination. I'm not hearing people that have had COVID that... Lou, just hold on, please. I would love to keep you on. I would love to have the dialogue, but just let me finish this. I'm saying that if I had COVID positive people that were having menstruation problems, you could say this is a protein spike connected COVID thing. These are specifically vaccinated people having menstruation problems. Meanwhile, you've got an army of people that are blogging and tweeting and talking about how this will make you sterile, this will make you grow a horn in your head, this will make you vote Republican, this will make you gay, all of these crazy things that are out there. The government's responsibility is to vet out all of that stuff and tell us the truth. This is what we found. Cigarette smoking is not good for you. It will kill you. Doctors don't recommend Camels. Camel pays doctors to say that they recommend Camels. Here's the Surgeon General report on smoking. End all the crap. Nobody play around anymore. Cigarettes will kill you. That's the responsibility of government. What you are seeing with this vaccination is anyone questioning it is automatically the enemy. And nobody has answers for anything outside of short-term effects. And yet they will tell you the exact opposite with nothing to back them whatsoever. And when you have thousands of people, not hundreds, thousands of people saying this is different, your response is it's a coincidence. I don't think any medical researcher or doctor should ever tell you it's coincidental unless they have evidence and a study that it's coincidental. Lou, go ahead.
Yeah, the whole idea is if you either agree with them or shut up.
That's right.
They don't hear anything about any studies or anything. Now kids under 18 shouldn't get vaccinated because they could have heart problems. Nobody wants to hear about that. It's just shut up. Take the vaccine.
But yes, absolutely. In the year of our Lord 2021 in June, we are about to tell every child under 18 that they need a vaccination to go to school. If you're a parent of a child under 18, wouldn't you like to know if your prepubescent teen or your teen that has gone through puberty is going to have menstruation issues and the possibility of menstruation issues in down the road? This is not the number one issue that the CDC and the FDA need to say. We've heard the stories out of UK. We've heard stories all over the internet. We are going to get to the bottom of this. Give us 3 weeks. We'll give you a study. We'll give you the definitive answer. No, you have social media platforms and technical oligarchs that are saying these women, these parents, and these spouses aren't allowed to share these stories. That is unforgivable. That is worthy of a congressional and a Senate hearing immediately. I don't understand why we're creating more conspiracy by not addressing issues that are before us. Lou, I appreciate the phone call. Jerry in Lockport, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to you with, I think there's a connection with the scientific community about this menstrual problem that people have been having. I listen to the YouTube. I go every day to check the latest news about what's going on. And there was one site called Dark Horse that was discussing how the spike protein goes right to the ovaries. And this was very concerning to these scientists and, that, you know, experts. And so I think that's where the connection
is. So what you're talking about, Jerry, is this actual doctor that I was just quoting, the research scientist, who was saying that the spike protein was cleaved and it attached to internal organs, which they did not think was going to happen. And now what these doctors were talking about was, what are the long-term effects of having a spike protein embedded, you know, into your ovaries, liver, kidneys, and things like that?
Well, it seems like it would definitely be connected with the menstrual cycle if it goes right to the ovaries.
Now, so that might not be a short-term issue. Wouldn't you like to know what the long-term effects of that would be?
Well, I'm afraid of what the long-term effects are.
I think that's a rational fear, but wouldn't you think it would be responsible to have told people this is something that might happen? I mean, Jerry, you can't take a drug without seeing a commercial about 85 side effects. That's for liability purposes, right? Diarrhea, nausea, dizziness, all of that's right there. Wouldn't it be nice to know, hey, side effect, some women might have increased menstruation, abdominal pain, other issues. Don't worry about it, the cramping, it'll be okay.
The problem is they don't really know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And so I think it's completely irresponsible to promote the COVID-19 vaccine for young women, and especially for anyone under 20.
I think that's spot on. How can you promote this for all people if you didn't know the Johnson & Johnson thing could give strokes to people with a different type of platelets? You didn't know that at the time. How did you not know that? How did you not know that the Johnson & Johnson vaccination, if you had a certain blood type or platelet issue, could result in an 80% chance of a stroke? I mean, that's good to know. If I'm taking an antidepressant and I'm O positive, I might have a stroke. Like, wait a minute. How about you put that in the commercial? Get the speed reader to read that at the end of the commercial.
Well, I think the benefit should outweigh the risks whenever you take something like a vaccine or a gene therapy, which is what the COVID-19 shot is, gene therapy. And this has never been done before. And so we should proceed with caution and only those who are really at risk.
Well, you know, the gene therapy, you know, obviously we've had some years of experience with the messenger RNA and the diseases. So basically, if you're in a cancer patient and you're taking that, you know, messenger RNA drug, you're now saying, this is what I have. This is my survivability. I'm making a decision that's based on fighting this disease, fighting this condition. Here's what I'm living with. Here's my life expectancy. You know, let's go on. What we're not even contemplating, Jerry, is how much damage has COVID done to the body when people are, quote unquote, over it? Has it destroyed, you know, lung damage? Is there a lifespan that has been cut short by the trauma that this has done to internal organs? And then the second issue is, why would you take a healthy person, knowing what COVID can do to organs, why would you then take a healthy person and say, this messenger RNA could have these side effects and you don't have any of the symptoms of COVID, but do it as a prophylactic so you don't have the conditions of COVID? To me, that's information that we need. Jerry, you are a very smart person. I appreciate your phone call. That was an excellent call. And it contributed to the program, Jerry, so thank you very much. We are going to call it a day. Not a do, a day. Appreciate your calls and your kind words, even the ones that were mean. We appreciate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.